When the great Tao is forgotten, goodness and piety appear.
The reason I love rules and plans and religions is that people feel safe in them for a while. And personally, I don't have any rules. I don't need them. There's a sense of order that goes on all the time as things move and change, and I am that harmony, and so are you. Not knowing is the only way to understand. That's how I discover where I'm to go next, my direction as life lived. Why would I resist the spontaneously beautiful by trying to impose an artificial order onto it? Meanings, rules, the whole world of right and wrong are secondary at best. I understand how some people think they need to live by rules. Without them, they think there's no control. If there were no rules, they think, everybody might turn out to be a murderer. To my eyes, rigidly pious people are doing the best they can. It's very frightening for them to watch the world unfolding in apparent chaos and not realize that the chaos itself is God in His infinite intelligence. They think that the world, the mind, needs to be encased in a structure. And I love that the structure works for them, if it does. I used to spend a lot of time in the desert. I would just walk with no destination. I would walk straight, even if the path turned right or left, because I understood that there was no way to be lost. I often didn't know where I was or how to get back to familiar ground, but I was living with the certainty that wherever I was, that's where I was supposed to be at that moment. This is not a theory, it's the literal truth. If I think that I'm supposed to be doing anything but what I'm doing now, I'm insane. One day, while I was walking in the desert with some friends, we came upon a Mojave green rattlesnake, which was very rare where we were. He was coiled in front and to the right of us, big, fat, and gorgeous. And all he said was, "Look, I am." I remember pointing to him and telling my friends, "Let's walk around this one." They reacted with terror because they were stuck in a story and they missed the beauty. The snake wisely got away from us as quickly as he could. He could have been the sand, the desert holly, the hidden waters,